We are holding in Siman Chaf Hey. We had gotten up to the Ramah in Yud Gimel, but we'll start again just reading the Mechaber one more time. Nohagu ha'olam shlo lachlots tefillin ad la'acha kedushas uva letzion. So that's what the Mechaber said. That's the earliest time to take off your tefillin is after that point. Now we start the Ramah. Yesh mishakosov al tzad ha'kabbalah, based upon Nister. So one should not take off the tefillin until you have three kedushos recited while you're wearing them, and four kedushim. So the Mishnah Berurah says this is a tall sofer, but not everyone agrees to that, but we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah's pshat in it. Dehaini, what does this mean? La'achar kadosh yosom. One should keep their tefillin on until the kadosh yosom. V'hochi no'agim l'medaktikim. That's the people who are precise in their mitzvah observance. That's what they do. So it says the Mishnah Berurah now in Nun Vav, Shalosh Kedushos, Tov Sofer Hu, it's a mistake. They flipped the numbers 3 and 4. Again, what did the Ramah write? The Ramah said, Shalosh Kedushos, 3 Kedushos and 4 Kedashim, he's going to flip it. Emes Tzarek Lomach Zaylias, Shalosh Kedashim, you should have 3 Kaddishes, V'arba Kedushos and 4 Kedushos. What are they? Ki Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Baruch Hu is Nechshav Chad, that's the first one, Shehi Dover Shep Kedusha. Obviously, you need a minion to do it. Ukedushas Safa Bra Shnia, and the second Kadosh 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 we say in Birchos Kriyashma is number 2. Ukedushas Hamida, the Kadosh we say by the Chazor Sashat is number 3. Ukedushas Uvalet Zion is the 4th. So that's how he gets to the 4th. But again, he's saying that that's not that the Mechaber is the Ramah is incorrect in his counting. Ushlosha Kadeshim, who? What are the 3 cottages? So Chatzi Kadosh Shekodem Baruch Hu, the Kadosh we say at the end of the Psukei Dezimra. The Chatzi Kadosh La'achat Tfilas Shmona Esrei. And the third one, Kaddish Shalem Sha'achar Uval Etzion, the Kaddish Tiskabel. So those are the 3. That would be the earliest time to take off one's tefillin. U'mikol mokom, mashmi prima godin, u'shar ha'chronim, d'mukoyim eshenoha gilomar Kaddish Yosem b'chol yom achar aleinu. If there's a place, which is what we do, we say a Kaddish Yosem after the aleinu. To sholachlo it's ad la'achar Kaddish Yosem. You should keep it on for that Kaddish as well. V'anoshim shenohagu lekapil hatalis. Utefillin, Lahanichan Betikin, Be'es Amiris Kaddish, people who had already started folding up their talis and they're taking off the tefillin while the Kaddish is being said, Lo Yofahein Osin, they're not acting correctly. It's not a proper thing to do. Why? Because a person has to be focused. You're not supposed to do other activities while answering Amen Yeheshmi Rabba. Kivur Lakam and Simon Nunvav, we'll see there, Betur B'Shulchan Aruch. Amen Yeheshmi Rabba, who owed the Madrega Gavoy Yosef be Kedusha. That Amen is even a higher Madrega than the Kedusha is. Kivur Sham, Mogan Arm, Sifkot, and Aleph. Ubevade, certainly, Logor Mishar Brachos, Derabonin. It's no worse than a Bracha, anything else like a making a Shahako or something like that. To also Lasois, Afilu Tashmish Kal Bishah, Shehum Ivarich. So, you can't make a shahakol and be motioning to somebody with your fingers or doing something else like that. So certainly you should not be doing something else, like folding up your talis and tefillin while you're answering Amen Yeheshmi Rabba. Kuvurk lekomans, can we explain the Ram, Simon, Kufzari Alat, Mogen Avram, Sif, Kotin, Beis. Okay, now back into the Mechaber. Uveyom Sheyesh Bo Sefer Torah. Nogin shlo lechaltzam ad sheyachaziru sefer Torah v'anichuhu behechal. So on a day when there's kriyas haTorah, right, meaning a Monday or Thursday, so then the minhag is not to take off the tefillin until you put the sefer Torah back in the aron. Says the Mishnah Berurah Nun Zayin ad sheyachaziru remez ledover. There is a hint for this in the following pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah only quotes part of it. The pasuk is really found in Micha Perak Beis pasuk Yud Gimel. Ola haporet lifnehem partu viavoru shar v'yetsu vo viavor malkam lifnehem v'hashem brosham. That's the whole pasuk. So it says viavor malkam lifnehem. Right? What's the king goes in front of you? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefer Torah v'hashem brosham. That is the tefillin. Okay, so that means the Sefer Torah goes first, and then the tefillin are still remaining on. Nunches ve'ani chuhu behechol choltzum kodem. A person would take off their tefillin before they put back the sefer Torah. Al koponim yizar shel lachlos a shorosh b'fnei sefer Torah. You shouldn't take off your shorosh in front of the sefer Torah. Kedei shlo yigale rosho b'fneha. You shouldn't have a gili rosh without your tefillin in front of the sefer Torah. El, what do? You stalik l'sdodim. You go to like the side room or something like that and take them off there. Uveshel yad leke legiloi, but by the shel yad, which we know is covered. by the shirt, by the jacket, whatever it is. Oh, but tefillin shel rosh tachas hatalas gadol, shari. But if you would have your tefillin under your talas gadol, then that would be allowed. Okay, continuing now in the Ramah, two lines from the top. Hayinu b'malkam shemachnisin haTorah acher uval etzion goel. This is talking about a place like Nusach Sfard, where they say the Ashrei, then Uval Tzion, then they bring the Sefer Torah back. Aval lefi minhag medinos elu, but in Ashkenaz countries, shemachnisin haTorah miyad acher hakriya, we put it right back in before we start Ashrei, ein l'chal tzamrak k'moy b'shar yom. So there's no difference between Monday, Thursday, and any other day. B'yom Rosh Chodesh, cholten osam koidim tefilas musaf. On Rosh Chodesh, we take them off beforehand. Hagav, v'hu hadin b'chol hamoed. Same thing by chol hamoed. V'daf k'malkam sh'omrim b'musaf kedushas keser. That's in a place where the mid like nusach svarz, where they say keser yitnu v'chol in the kedusha. Mi, however, no hagin la'salkam koidim musaf b'chol malkam. But even though nusach Ashkenaz does not say keser, nevertheless they still take off the tefillin beforehand. As the we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain all this. We're up to nun tes in the Mishnah Berurah musaf. Acher sheherch ziru ha'sefer Torah b'heichol. After they put the sefer Torah back in, umakomoseinu shemachnis and takev acher hakriya. In our countries, Ashkenaz, where we put it back in right away, yichal tzeim acher hakadosh shekodim tefilas musaf. One should keep on the tefillin until after the kaddish before musaf. Right, I said right. Acher hakadosh shekodim tefilas musaf. Right, you say the full kaddish and then you take off the tefillin. It's interesting. It says here in the footnote, Dirshu 74, Umashin Hagul Nahil Bechlitzas HaTefillin Achrei Kaddish. The fact that we do this quickly, we rapidly take off the tefillin, Bir Beshut Shevet Halev Revozmer Zatzal Shehu Kadesh Lo Yeh Hefseg Bein HaKaddish LeTefillat Musaf. We don't want there to be an interruption, so we do as quickly as possible. V'af Sheh HaKaddish Musaf Al Ashrei Uval Etzion Shelefon. If it's going on the previous part of the tefillah, not on the upcoming part of the tefillah. Mikol malkam hu l'tzorach tefillah. It's part of it. V'yoyte mikach mishum shetzorach lismach es hakedusha de sidra sha'omrim uval etzion l'tefillas mosaf v'chatchila ein lahafsik beinim harbe. You're really not supposed to have a long pause. So what would that mean? Should one wrap their tefillin? So originally, for years, I personally thought not to. And the many who don't wrap, they just put them in the batim, and they don't wrap them. They wrap it up during whatever afterwards. However, the Rav Zatzal Soloveitchik, and I think Yibol Chaim Tovim, Moshe Sternbach, also Shlita, that they both said to be Zion to the tefillin to leave them unwrapped. Lamaisai, I spoke to a post. He said, "Yeah, he spent an extra 30 seconds, and you wrap the tefillin right then." Not to leave them unwrapped while you're davening your musaf. Okay, then continues the Mishnah Berurah. Uveeli Rabba Kosev de Berosh Chodesh Yachalot Acher Kedushas Uval Etzion. And Rosh Chodesh, we take them off after that. Kodem Shomri Hiratzom Mufanecha Shenishmor Chukecha. So in still Uval Etzion, you're taking them off. Velo Yamtin Milechaltom Ad Acher Kaddish. Don't wait until you take them off after the Kaddish. Kadesh Lo Lahafsig Bein Kaddish Letefila. There are some, I looked, but I didn't find them. I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach would do that. Also, would take off the tefillin beforehand, so it's going to be off by the time of the Kaddish. Then when they hear the Kaddish, and go straight into what? Into Musaf. Okay, Samach, and there's going to be a little bit of a different gears over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Samach, V'hu hadin b'chol hamoed, right? V'achronim kosu kevin sheish omrim say shelo lahaniach klal b'chol hamoed, right? Not to put them on chol hamoed, ki lakamen simin lamet aleph. Yimahir lechaltzim kodem halal. You should take them off before even the halal. V'ashatz acher halal. He should take them off after the halal. Shouldn't waste time. Tirchad tzibur v'chol hamoed shall sukkis. But however, in that time when there's a little of a pause over there, sheish panai, there's a little bit of, you have a little resting time to take them off. But ocha mamtinin al ha'esrog, you're waiting for the esrog. Okay, in that case, afashatz yachalotz kodem ha'halal. He should take them off before the halal. V'nong lilbosh kol hayom, for those who wear them all day long. Yachazor yilbosh b'rosh chodesh acher tefilas musaf. You put them on after the musaf. Ve'ein tzarich lachazor levarich im hayadaita lezeh b'shas chlitzosim. But you don't have to make a new bracha if you had in mind that you're going to be taking them off then. The few mashal pasul karma la'el b'sif yud beis, as we saw, I think that was a shiur 2 days ago. V'chol hamoed lo yanichem shuv legamrei ad ha'erev. So what does that mean? On chol hamoed, you don't put them on until ad ha'erev? So if you look in the Ber Heitev, he explains it. Says lo yinicha legamre afilu b'mincha. That's the gears of the Beer Hativ. It seems like a more easier reading of that. Yeah, that the Beer Hativ seems more straightforward rather than ad ha'erev. Okay, v'hanoshim hamanichin tefillin derabenu tam. Those who put them on b'cholamoy lo yinichum klal. They don't put them on at all on the cholamoyd. V'rosh chodesh yuchul hanicham acher sheyisayim hashatz tefilas musaf. You can wear them until he finishes. Oh, sheyasiru tefillin shel Rashi kodem uval etzion v'shel Rabbeinu Tam yulishum be'es amiras uval etzion. Some can put them on beforehand. There's different minhagim as to when they put on. Those who do put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, when they do it on a Rosh Chodesh. And then we said you should take them off for a kedushas keser, right? Pirush, what does it mean? B'makam she'ano omrim, when we say nikadesh, right, which is what the Nusach Ashkenaz says by Musaf in the Kedusha, b'musaf omrim b'ktsas makomos, they say, keser nitnu l'cho, they say, a crown should be given to you. L'chein, e'nochon lios az keser shel tefillin alav. So if we're saying keser yitnu l'cho, to you, we shouldn't have a crown, our tefillin on. V'afilu be'ez tefilas halachash, and even at the So you think, okay, so wear, meaning like this. So wear your tefillin for your silent Shmona Esrei of Musaf, and then just take them off. Uposhet de'im shachet lehischil. Again, so because that's what we said in the, let me just speak this out, because that's what we say in the Kiddusha, we don't even put them on for the silent Shmona Esrei. It says, uposhet, however, de'im shachet lehischil lehispala behem lo yechaltzein be'emso. If you forgot and you started your Shmona Esrei with them on, you don't take them off in the middle, right? The ain't a rak minhog, because it's a minhog not to have the tefillin on but it's certainly allowed in the Ikar Hadin. And then we say, nevertheless, even though we don't say keser, we still take them off. We shouldn't complain against anybody who does not take them off for the musaf. We don't say this. I heard about a great, the gadol hador, he would not take the tefillin off by musaf. I'm not sure who he's referring to. But certainly one should not, if you're davening with a minion, one should not change from the minhag of what they are doing in the shul. In Dirshu 78, he brings, what if you're davening Mosef and they're davening Shachris, or vice versa? Should you, yes, wear tefillin, or should you not wear tefillin? Says, Iman tzivim is pala Mosef. So everyone there is davening Mosef, v'hu, kevin she'en lo efsharos acheres, you have no other choice, v'is pala b'tzibur, v'is pala iman shachris. You're davening Shachris while they're davening Mosef. What do you do? She'yochel his palil im tefillin. You could daven with tefillin. V'chein hefech. The opposite is also true. Im hatzibur mispalim shachris. They're holding my shachris, and they are wearing im tefillin. So yochel his palil imam with musa b'li tefillin. You could daven without tefillin in the minyan. V'hosiv, but he adds on, shetov v'roy shifarsim. You should explain. It's appropriate to explain to you why you're doing this. So osa kein kevan shalo haisalo evsharos acheres. I'm doing this because this is the only minyan I can get to today. L'hispala b'tzibur. Okay. V'im yirtze, but if he wants, reshoi l'hispala musaf im hatafillin. Because again, we saw in Mishnah Berurah, me'ikar hadin, it's fine. It's a minhag not to, so they don't know what you're davening, what it is. You're davening musaf, and they're davening shachris, and you have tefillin on while you're davening your musaf. Shaharei b'makam she'en oimrim keser mutal hanicham gam b'musaf. As long as you're not saying keser, then you would be allowed to wear the tefillin while you're davening musaf. Okay, in Mitzvah Shem, we will start the next year with Simin Chaf Vav.